Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Matt Underwood's going to straighten everybody out. Matt's got a show, of course, getting you ready on Sports Time Ohio, starting at 5 o'clock tonight. Everybody's going to be locked in before the Indians play the Yankees. Matt, how are you, buddy? Good to have you with us.
I'm great, Bull. It's great to be with you guys. It's great to be talking meaningful baseball games here as we on the precipice of October. We're not quite to October yet, but, man, it sure feels like it out here today.
It certainly does. The weather changed. Like, the rain yesterday kind of brought the cool fall weather with it. And I'm so pumped today. I'm excited. I got the Twins Astros game on right now. I actually predicted earlier that the Twins, White Sox, and Indians would all win, and then we'd have three of the four playoff teams in the AL, be AL Central. I'm loving it, man. I'm ready to go. I know it's, you know, listen, we all know it sucks that there's no fans there. It stinks. Nothing's been perfect. But you're playing the Yankees. If you can't get excited about that, what can you get excited about, right?
I mean, exactly. These two teams have a great history. You know, when you think back to, you know, the old days back in the 50s when the Yankees were kings and they were the team that was always in the Indians' way.
Yep.
But then, you know, you go back to more recent history in the 90s. They had some epic playoff series. Well, 2017 was a series we'll never forget. The Indians looked like they had them down, and the Yankees came back and won three straight. So I'm looking forward to it. I really am. You don't know what to expect in a three-game series. I love this better than the one-game wild card play-in. Yep. I think this is a great idea. It'll give you a better idea of who the better team is, at least right now. And I think right now, I'm not a big believer in momentum when it comes to postseason baseball, but I think you have to feel good that the Indians are playing maybe their best baseball of the year heading into this postseason matchup with New York.
Matty, how much is of a factor is the fans? You know, we were talking the whole first hour basically about this, and it's going to feel different because I feel like if they were there, it would be such a huge advantage for the Indians, and with them not being there, no fans at all, I think it's going to really kind of hurt them.
Well, you definitely, I think players, you know this, players feed off of the energy inside of a stadium, inside of a ballpark. So, yes, that's going to be missing. But as we talked to Shane Bieber the other day, you know, there are going to be times where the lack of fans will maybe benefit the pitcher. There are maybe times where the lack of fans might benefit the hitter. I think in the end, it probably will even out to some degree. But I'm going to miss the atmosphere, that energy. As you guys know, in October, when you get into the playoffs, there's nothing like it. The fans are the fever pitch from the first pitch of the game to the final out. And I think players, though, they will bring the energy themselves. They know how important these games are. They know that if you don't win two, your season's over. And I think you fought so hard to get the season. You fought so hard to get through the 60 games. You don't want to go home now. You want to play, and you want to try to get to the World Series.
I remember, you know, I remember being in the stands for Game 1 of the World Series in 2016, and that was – it was surreal, man. I mean, just that feeling, not only, you know, the fans, but the World Series in particular. But yeah, and it's going to be missed. I wonder, since Shane Bieber has never pitched in the postseason, maybe the fact that there's not as many – maybe that helps him. I mean, he's kind of Kluber-like in his calmness anyway, so I'm not worried about him. But you think maybe that helps him a little bit calm the nerves?
I think it could. I think that if there's any one position on the diamond that could be adversely affected by too much crowd noise, by like too much momentum, too much energy, it's the pitcher, because you got to have that low adrenaline trying to pitch in a baseball game. That's the worst thing that can happen to you. So I think, you know, I don't think that would bother Shane anyway, but I think he'll go out there and he'll do what he's done all season long, which is command his fastball first and foremost. And then when he gets ahead of hitters, he's got the best swing and miss stuff maybe in the game right now. And I think that's going to be really important to see that from the get-go here tonight.
Matt, in terms of Bieber, how important is it for him to go, you know, at least 6-7 innings tonight to save?
I think
this
it's important for him.
Yeah,
I think it tells you, if he does that, it tells you that that he's doing a good job. He's kept the Yankees down. He's kept you in the ball game. You know, if he's out of the game early, then that probably means he didn't have his best stuff. That probably means the Yankees got the early lead, and you don't want that. So, I would imagine, you know, with him and Gerrit Cole, it's going to be tough for the offenses to put a bunch of runs together. You might get a one swing of the bat, you might get a home run here or there, but I can't imagine either one of these lineups putting together a rally where you string together four or five hits and knock a guy out of the box. I think it's going to be definitely a pitching-dominated game. And because of that, Dustin, I really think that what I'm going to be focused on is the defense. Now, this is far from the best defensive club that the Indians have ever put out there, but this infield, I think, has played very well. They have the ability to pick it, to turn the double play. And the Yankees, they've struggled. They committed the most errors in all of Major League Baseball this year. And I think if there's one thing that we know about postseason baseball and how important each play is, one mistake could be utterly costly. And so that's something I'm going to be focused on. If the Yankees continue to play sloppy on defense, that could open the door for this Indians ball club.
Great point, Matt. It really is, because, yeah, the Yankees have some guys who are good hitters who are not good defensive players. It's a great point. Indians lineup out for tonight: Lindor, Hernandez, Ramirez, Santana, Reyes, Naylor, Perez, Naquin, and DeShields. So no surprises there. Matt, Lindor got moved a few weeks ago back to the number one spot. He's had a forgettable season, but that could all go away if he has a good postseason, right? We're not going to remember he wasn't great for 60 games in this regular season if he has some big hits in the playoffs. I still got a ton of faith in Lindor. You know, I know he struggled even after going to the number one spot. How are you feeling about him heading into the playoffs?
I feel fine about Frankie because of something he said the other day. When he was asked, what do you tell the young players who haven't played in the postseason, that don't have the experience that he does? He said, if you want to be a star, this is the time to go out and shine. I think he understands the magnitude of the moment. We saw him against the Yankees in 2017, hit that monster home run down the line, hit off the foul pole, sent this place into a frenzy. He has a knack of being able to come through in the clutch when the lights are brightest and the stage is biggest. So I don't worry so much about him. Yes, he did not have the kind of year any of us anticipated him having. But I think he's more comfortable in the leadoff spot. He has hit as much. And that move has just allowed Jose Ramirez to just shine. I mean, he has absolutely blossomed right in front of our eyes. Not that he hasn't done this before. He's been a top three MVP vote getter twice in the last 4 years, and he's going to be right up there again this season.
Matt, in terms of the Yankees and just the matchup tonight, you know, is there anything to be said for players, you know, buying into some of that mystique, the pinstripes and all that stuff?
You know, I think if you do, then you're beat before you take the field. You know, you have to respect the New York Yankees ball club, just like they have to respect that Indians team. If the Yankees think they can just come out here, put on that uniform, throw their gloves out there, and they're going to win, then they'll be in for a rude awakening. And I think the Indians will respect the fact that this is a very good baseball team. They know it. They went to New York last year and got beat up by the Yankees, so they're pretty aware of how good this team can be. But I think at the end of the day, if you allow, just like in football, if you allow the mystique of another team to get inside your head, you're beat before the game even starts.
Yeah, I think it's overrated. I mean, maybe when it comes to the Twins, it feels like the Yankees kind of have the Twins number.
Well, that's a different story, isn't it?
Yeah. But, like, you know, I mean, it's been a while since the Yankees won the World Series. You know, for them, I shouldn't say it's been a while. For most teams, it's not been a while. For that franchise, it's been a while. And they don't, to me, they don't have that same mystique. And they weren't, you know, they got smacked around by the Rays. You know, if you look at the Rays and the Blue Jays, the two teams in their division that made the playoffs, you know, they went 2-8 against the Rays and 5-5 against the Jays. And they, you know, those National League teams, they won a couple of games, but they got a losing record. You know, the Yankees have a lot of talent on paper. They're not a great team right now. Doesn't mean they can't win. They certainly can win this series. And they have a lot of good bats. And Gerrit Cole's a great pitcher. I get it. but they're not some unstoppable team. Chapman and Britton are good, but they're not elite like they used to be. Watch, this will all come back and bite me, I'm sure, man. But, I mean, I think there's a lot of bigger names than there are performances from some of those guys recently.
I think if you really dig into this,
yeah,
there are a lot of similarities between these two teams, and maybe a lot of similarities among all the teams because of the circumstances of the season we just completed. A lot of ups and downs. Nobody was consistent, really, maybe outside of the Dodgers from day one to the finish. Look at New York got off to a 16-6 start. Then they lost 15 out of their next 20.
Right.
The Indians went through the same thing. They were in first place, and then, boom, the bottom falls out. They lose 8 in a row. Then they bounce back and win 9 out of 11 to finish. So it's almost a matter of who shows up. Does the team that's hot shows up? Or is it the team that struggles and is unable to hit in the clutch? If that team shows up, either one of these clubs could be in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, the only surprise – I mean, I'd only be – if the Brewers beat the Dodgers in this first round, I'd be surprised. I think I'd be surprised if the Jays beat the Rays. That's it. I mean, I think any of these other series can go either way.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I just did a quick search before I came in today on MLB.com. They're quote-unquote experts. They had 11 MLB.com writers pick the playoffs. And I get it. This is not an easy thing to do, to try and predict what's going to happen in postseason baseball. Good luck. But nine of the 12 picked the Yankees to win. Two of the three that picked the Indians to lose in the next round. Only one of the writers, the MLB.com people, picked the Indians to go further than that. So, again, there is sort of this, I don't want to call it a bias, but there is this sort of idea that this Indians team isn't as good as they have been in recent years, and that the Yankees are still the Yankees. We're going to find out for sure. Gerrit Cole gives them a great opportunity to win in game one because of how good he can be. And let's face it, in the past when he has faced the Indians, he has been almost unhittable. So that means Shane Bieber's got to go out and be as good as he's been all season long. And if he is, he keeps you in the game. Then I like your chances against – this is not the same vaunted Yankees bullpen it has been in the last couple of years either. So I still like their chances. Obviously, you want to win game one. And so I think both teams, you're going to see a heck of a ball game here today.
Make sure you check out the coverage starting at 5 o'clock on Sports Time Ohio. Matt, what do you guys got going on tonight in the show?
Well, we've got 2 hours of pregame coverage. We're going to cover it all soup to nuts. We'll get you ready. You're going to hear from the players. You're going to hear from Lindor. You're going to hear from Terry Francona, Sandy Alomar.
Yeah.
You're going to hear from Shane Bieber, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to, hear Rick's thoughts. Obviously, he's seen a lot of Indians baseball, a lot of Indians postseason baseball, so it's going to be fun to kick it around and see what everybody thinks as we go into this.
Enjoy it, Matt. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great night. Appreciate
you
it.
You too. Matt Underwood, always great to chat with him.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.